Okay, today is Daf Kuf Samach Ches. We're actually on Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Today's shiur is sponsored by Simcha Esther Klein and Joy and Alex Losev, Lila Nishmas Simcha and Joy's father, Yitzchok Ben Peretz. It's also by Ahuva and Akiva Silver, Lila Nishmas Gittel Bas Moshe Yisrael. What? No, next week is, we have already next week, and then we have the week after. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Next. Okay, Hahu Tavra. There was once a receipt, right? A receipt. The Havichasim Ole Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. And Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba had signed this receipt that said that someone had paid back money. Asalakameh Hahi Itzisa, a woman came in to Besdin. Amra, she said, Amrle, she said to the Besdin, Lav Anahavai, that's not me. That's not me, right? I'm not the woman that asked you to sign that document, right? It was a different person, right? I was never paid back my debt.
Who's got the star?
What?
Who's got the star?
They have it against her, but she says that's not me.
Does she have still the star?
She? No, the other party has it, right?
No.
No, I'm. I wasn't the one that you asked me to sign a document for. You mixed me up with someone else.
Okay.
You're mixing me up. You have the wrong person. As a matter of fact, lav ana havai. It's not me. Amar, Sir Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba says, ana nami amri lahu. I also thought that. Delav ihi. It's not you. I also thought it wasn't you. It doesn't look like the person that came last time when they asked me to sign. It wasn't you. I didn't. But the Amrili, but they told me no. The Mekashu Kash the Kashale, and she's got older, Ubagale Kal, and her voice changed. Really it is you. I also thought it wasn't you. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, Afagav to Amar Rabbanan. This is a very difficult line over here. Even though the Rabbanan say, Kiva Jihigit, Shovena Chozer Umagid, once you give testimony, you can't take it back. That's a din that we're going to get to in Masechta Sanhedrin. About Edus, once you give Edus, you can't retract it. Since Yirmiyah Bar Abba questioned whether or not it was her, that's considered like Edus. And therefore, the whole shover, the whole receipt, should be thrown into doubt. Then he can't say, no, but they told me it is you. So once he says, I'm not sure it's you, this whole thing is suspect. It should be. It's not her, and we have a whole Shaila. And therefore, he can't change his mind and say, no, but they told me it really is you. Normally, we would say that. Tzur v'me rabbanon, but a tamil chacham, lav urche lemeidat. He doesn't check out women. So the fact that he wasn't sure which woman it was, that's not such a kasha. Right? Because they're not looking at the women. This is Yirmiyah. So a woman came in. I don't know, is this the same woman? No, I don't remember. I didn't check her out. I don't remember if it's the same woman. They told me, yeah, it's the same woman. So we don't apply the principle of really we should have shailas because he had a question and then kibin shehigin shunei nechazer umagid. When it comes to this type of situation with a talmud chacham and a woman, we don't it's not the whole thing's not thrown into question because he didn't check her out to begin with.
So what's the
psak? So the psak is it depends who you are. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we do that, why is such a halacha of kibin shehigin? Why can't Adam give testimony? And they change their minds. You know, they want to change their minds. Why can't they do that? So there's three reasons why. The Rashi actually says, because it says in the Torah, im lo yagid, right? The Rashbam quotes that top line, im lo yagid. Only one Haggadah is acceptable. You can't have more than one Haggadah. Once you give testimony, you're stuck with that testimony. You can't change your mind now. There's a halacha like that. You can't change your mind. One Haggadah. The Ran in Ksuva said, the reason why you can't change your mind is because if you change your testimony, you're throwing into question your earlier testimony. What I said before, that checker. Now I'm going to tell you the truth. Can't make yourself out into a Russia. Can't make yourself out into a liar. What I said yesterday, that was really baloney. Now I'm going to tell you the truth. It's a true story. Can't do that. That second reason. The Rashi says, it's a gzeiras hakasav. There doesn't have to be such a logical reason for this. Once you give testimony, you're stuck with it. Right? I can be talking with you and talk to Deber, all these rules. I can change my mind when I'm talking with you, not when I walk into Bezin. I walk into Bezin, I give testimony, I'm stuck with that. Why? Gzeiras hakasav. No reason. Now. Yeah.
Why did he just
Right, right. I know. I hear. I know. He's thinking out loud. I know. It's not really. It's not really. It's not an Aedus. I know. It's the same idea. It's a similar idea.
They're worried that the next time he's going to come inside and say, "No, it's not something else."
Right. The idea really is to get to the next point that when it comes to Talmud Chacham, the fact that he doesn't know who the woman is, it's not such a kasha because he wasn't careful. We can see it again. Hahutarva. There was once a shover or receipt. The Havichasim Alei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Barava. That Rabbi Yirmiyahu Barava signed on it. And Amrale, and she said, Lav Ana Havi, it's not me. You get the wrong woman. Amale, Amala, Ibra, no, Antu Havis, it is you. Right? It is you, I know it's you. Amar Abaya, where am I? Amar Abaya, Afak, after Tzor from Erbana, Lav Orchala Medak, normally we said that a Tav Chacham doesn't, that particular, is that careful what the woman looks like, but given the duck duck, once they're careful, they're careful. Once, if he says, I'm careful, then he knew. And Omar Abaya, listen to this line. Hi, Tzurva Merabanan, this Tamachacham, the Azil Lekedusha Itisa, that comes to me, Mekadish, a woman. Listen to this. Nidbar Am Ha'aretz. He should take along an Am Ha'aretz with him. Why should he do that? Kedei Behedye. What?
Dilma.
He should take an Am Ha'aretz along with him. Dilma, maybe. Mechal Fulei La Mine. Maybe she'll change herself. We'll go to Rashbam. No, there's not much Bam over here. Am Ha'aretz, Shemistakel Umakir Binashim. She'll take along an Am Ha'aretz who really checks out women very well. He's not going to check out so well, so what's going to happen? He is going to Kaddish a woman. The woman might, this is a very far-fetched chashash, the woman might not be interested in him, so she'll send a different woman to the chuppah. How's this guy going to know? He doesn't check out carefully women. How's he supposed to know? So he's not going to know. Take along a guy with you, he'll know. Take a look at Am Ha'aretz with you. Guy who looks at women, he'll know. And then this won't happen. Okay? You hear this halacha? Almost. So, the Rambam says in Hilchas Isurei Bia, Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Gimel, ready? Mutter lehistakel bifnei ha'penuya. You're allowed to look at a penuya. Ula Badka, to check her out. Bein Besula, Bein Beula, whether she's been married before or not. Kadei Shirena, you can look at her. Im he na'a be'enav, if she's pleasing to you, yisa'ena, to marry her. Ve'ein bazeh tzad iser, nothing wrong with that. V'lo, oh, not only that, ela roi lasos kein. You should do that, says the Rambam. You should do that. Says the Ravid, doesn't our Gemara say the exact opposite? Doesn't our Gemara say you should not do that? You should not check her out yourself, bring along somebody with you? Doesn't the Gemara say that? Says the Ravid, the Rambam is arguing on the Gemara. The Magid Mishnah says it's not such a kasha on the Rambam. Not such a kasha on the Rambam. Why not? Right? If it's usher to look at women, if it's usher like that, generally it is usher. What's the issue? To get married, you're allowed to. You don't have to marry someone who's not pleasing to you. That's how Rambam said that. No one argues on that. If it is usher, then what's the difference between the Talmud Chacham and the Amar? He's also not allowed to. Exactly. He's also not allowed to do it. That's what's going on over here. So the Magid Mishnah says, very funny, interesting line. He says, the reason, of course the Talmud Chacham's allowed to, but he doesn't know what he's looking for. He's not an expert in this area. He doesn't know what he's looking for. Bring along Am Ha'aretz. Of course you're allowed to look. Of course, everyone's allowed to look. When it's time to get married, of course you're allowed to check out who you're supposed to marry. Make sure they're pleasing to you. No shy about that. How does the Talmud Chacham know? First of all, what he's looking for, and second of all, he is going to look, but he's not going to look to know later on they're going to send someone else to the chuppah. That you need a friend for. That you need somebody who knows these kinds of things. That's what he's bringing a friend for. To actual look, of course you're allowed to. The Rambam's not wrong. Of course you don't have to marry someone. Not allowed to marry someone you never saw before. Not allowed to, right? Not allowed to. Of course you can look. The only shaila is, maybe he's not going to really know how to make sure, to visually see her. No shaila about that. You might need a friend to help you out. Listen, make sure she has the following criteria. That you can bring a friend. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, maybe we're afraid that, even all having said all this, there's still an isser to look at a woman for purposes of staring at her beauty to get hanah from that. So maybe we should be choshesh for this. Says the Moshe, he assumes, nobody would be over that avera when you're looking for somebody else for a shidduch. That's what Moshe assumes. He says that even though there's a chashash that the Amoret is going to be a stakel, to have kavana to enjoy her beauty, which is generally something that's not permitted, it is permitted if you're trying to find out if you want to marry her or not. That's not why you're looking. You're looking because you want to see if you can get along with her. That's mutter. But this is not you. This is the other guy. So what's more made a mutter? So he says, kibon she'ein choshishim she'ichat. We're not choshish for that. So Ramosha just says, like, we're not choshish for such a thing. Okay, yes, guy, do me a favor. Can you go see if that's going to work out with me? We're not choshish. The guy's going to be over that kind of a vera. We're not choshish. Therefore, it's okay.
So when do you bring this other person? This is before the Yeris, by the Yerisin, to remember the woman when it comes to the
Exactly. Exactly.
So then he has to bring the same guy back then.
Exactly.
So
exactly. In a Konami. You bring the same guy to the engagement party, and then you bring him back for the wedding, that's 6 months later. And a Konami. What do you mean?
He recognized her.
That's exactly the point. He doesn't recognize. He's not focusing. He's not focusing on what he's supposed to be focusing on. So he can get misled. That's exactly the point. He can get misled. Okay. Next. We said, the Mishnah said, that the Baal has to pay, the husband has to pay the price to hire a sofer to write a get. That's what the Mishnah said. The Baal pays the sofer fee. Baal knows in Tzachar, my timer, why? Damakra, because the Torah says, the kasav v'nasan. You have to write it, and you have to give it. And writing it includes paying for the writing of it. You want to write it yourself, you can write it yourself. You don't know how to write it, you have to hire someone. It's your responsibility. Listen to this. But nowadays, the law of Din and Hachi. Now we don't do that. Who do we make pay for it? The woman. Why? Shadu Rabbanon Aisha. We made it on the woman's responsibility. Why? Ki hechi delo l'shia. We don't want the husband delaying. In other words, first of all, we don't want the husband delaying. What does the Rashbam say? Delo l'shia. B'shvil haschar. I have to pay the fee? She ain't a rotel litain. I don't want to pay that fee. Vitis agin. She's going to become an aguna. I don't pay that fee. Why should I pay that fee? Says the Gemara, you know, the wife will pay the fee. She'll cover the fee. So the Adrama says, of course, that this is only in a case where she wants to be divorced. If she doesn't want to be divorced, she'll have to pay the fee. If you're forcing her, then you pay the fee. You want her out, you pay. If it's a mutual thing, they both agree, and then he says, back here, second thoughts, oh, I don't pay that fee. All right, she'll pay the fee. But if it's only his decision, she doesn't have to pay the fee in such a case. That's the Adrama. So the Rashbam says, what's the delay? The delay is the fee for the scribe. That's not what the Rebbeinu Gershom says. The Rebbeinu Gershom says the fee is, listen to this, Shahoti Gita Miyad HaSofer, he'll delay, Kidei Shelo Yishe Lo Paran Ksuvasa. He doesn't want to pay that ksuva. He'll schlep as long as he can. She's begging for it. He wants to give it. He agrees. Listen, it's not working out. It's time to go. He agrees. But he's schlepping as long as he can. I want to pay that silver. So schlepped and schlepped. You know what? She'll pay the fee already. Right? Amazing how nothing changed. Nothing changed. Right? So the Chum realized that. Really, Mikra did it's the husband's responsibility to pay. It's his duty to write it. But you have reasons why he's going to schlep. She'll pay.
Worried about the fee
that
Ksuba
has. Because if people don't want to do something, you don't need a good reason for them not to want to do it.
Any excuse.
What does it cost? $5? Sorry, it's over. I'm not paying that $5. Any excuse they're going to find. The Ksuba is already, that's already talking real money. That's already a real reason. So that's Rashbam. I mean, even for this fee, they're going to schlep. Right? Okay. The next line of the Mishnah said that Kosvin Shtar, I don't know if it's the next line, but it's next in the Mishnah, Kosvin Shtar Lulove Afal Pi She'ein Mal V'Imo, that you can write a receipt for the Love even if the Mal is not there. In other words, the Love deposits, I pay back the money invested. So write me a receipt, Bezdin, I paid it back. When the Malva comes back from his trip, he'll come into Bezdin, you'll give him the money. So write a receipt for me. So we can do that. So someone says, Pshita, it's obvious, no? Why can't you do that?
Why is that question? Maybe he borrowed more than that.
So at least he's paying something.
No,
If he borrowed $1 million, right? He walks into the bed and says, I want to pay, I borrowed $1 million from Reuven. I don't have $1 million. I'll give him $500,000. It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Here's the $500,000. He's not around, Shimon. He's in China. When he comes back, call him up, tell him to come to bed. I'll pick up his $500,000. Write me a receipt, please.
Is this a receipt or is
this a shtar? A receipt. I'm sorry, Kozman Shtar. We're writing a shtar. So everyone's there. Everyone saw the transaction of $1 million. The Malva runs out. So please write that the Lova runs it. No, we want to strike for the Lova. The Malva runs out.
Yeah.
So write up a document for him. Pshita.
Yeah, maybe the terms of the loan with twice in what you write.
No, but they watched it. That's the case. They have to watch it. Right? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha be'iska. We're talking about an iska agreement where the Malva himself is benefiting from the loan. Why? It's really a Ribbis thing, but we've got around Ribbis with an iska, so they're like partners. So he has everything to gain also. You still write it. That's the Chiddush. Next, Kosvin Shtar Lamocher Af Al Pisha Ein Lokeach. This is the next thing. We'll write a document for a seller, even if the buyer's not there. Right? Why? Why are we doing that? Because only the buyer's gaining from this. So again, pshita, it's obvious. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha B'Mocher Sadeh Ebnei Rasa. Now you're so happy that you're unloading this junk field. You're so excited you got rid of it. You found some sucker to buy it that that you're also gaining. Normally we think people only sell their fields when they have no choice, right? They're strapped, so they'll sell. No, he found here's a case where the guy wants to sell it. He's thrilled.
Look, and the buyer pays the fee of the shtar.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The buyer pays
the fee because it's his gain. The answer is no. The seller also gains. He's getting rid of his junk. So maybe
in that case, the buyer pays.
Next, and Kosvin Shtari Erison. This was that the Chassan has to. Chassan has to pay the Shtar Erison. Why? Because again, it's his. Assuming it's his.
Gain.
His gain. He's getting married. Listen to this one. Pshita. It's obvious. No, the Chassan has to pay the fee. Lo tzvicha dafilu tzurvim merabanan. Now, even if you're some big Talmud Chacham, denichale lechamui lekrove. Your father, the future father-in-law, is so excited. Look what I got for a son-in-law. I got remotion finding for a son-in-law. I'll pay that fee. Come on, Shlomo. No. The chassan has to pay the fee. Right? Next. So we might think, since it's a mutual gain for both sides, they should split it. Come on, Shlomo. No, they don't split it. The chassan has to pay.
Right,
she
should pay.
If Chazal want to
pay,
she
could pay.
Yeah, she could pay.
Right,
to volunteer? We don't have anything against volunteers.
Never.
Next, in Kosvin Shtar Erison Vikablonus, who has to pay that? The guy who's getting the job. The guy who's getting the sharecropping, he has to pay. The tenant. Right. So the one says Pshita, the obvious. No, Lo Tzvicha Bebura. We're talking about a case, Gesund, where the land's lying fallow for a few years. So really, you're not going to be working for 2 years. There's no job for 2 years. You got like a pre. They chapped you very early, 2 years in advance. You're going to be in 2 years. You're going to be busy. Now you're not busy at all. So like, why should I sign? Why should I pay for this? For 2 years, I have nothing to do. The answer is you still have to pay for it. In kos v'shtar beruin el midash shnehen. Shtar beruin. What's a shtar beruin? So it's a machlokas. What that means? My shtar beruin. What's a shtar beruin? Start to clarify. What is that? So hacha tirgamu. Here they wrote it means here in Bavel shtare tanisa. It's a document when you go to court. It's not like in America. In America, you can change your mind a million times. When they go to Bezdin, what are your tainus here in this case? What are your tainus? Take your tainus, write them down, present them to Bezdin. Once you wrote down those tainus, you can't change them. So I'm going to write my tainus. You're going to write the tainus. So we'll split that fee. That's one shot. What are shtar beruin? What are your claims? Right, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar, no, zeh bor lecha v'zeh bor lecha. No, it's about the dayanim, right? So one party picks one dayan, the second party picks the second dayan, and then the two dayanim together pick the third one. So I write down who my dayan is, you write down who your dayan is, and the two of them will get together and find out and pick a third dayan. That's what I mean, shtar beruin. Okay? Rav Shirbing Amil Omar, l'shneim kosvin, shnayim l'zeh l'ah. Shnayim. Lazeh ba'atzmo v'lazeh ba'atzmo. Rishim Megamliel said in the Mishnah, with that Mishnah, Rishim Megamliel said that l'shnayim kosvin, shnayim. For each party, we write a separate document. Each party write a separate document, write two documents. One for each party. Right? That's what Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel said in the Mishnah on Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Beis.
Even by a regular standard loan?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And if two Bali Din, each one gets their own document. Right? Okay. So what's going on? What? Why? And the Tana Kam said you can have one document. Why? So Lema, let's say, Kofin Al Midas Sedom Kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing about the issue of whether or not we allow you to act like a sodomite and to be somebody who's very, very, very spiteful. Right? Why are we writing two documents? What's wrong with one document? The answer is, I don't want to be looking at this document with all his excuses on it. I want to have my document, I'm entitled to $1 million. Not with conditions and excuses. So, I don't want one document. I want my own document that says I'm going to win. That's Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no. The guy wants to be, therefore, I'm sorry. A party could say, I want to have my own document that has my claims. I don't want to have his claims in it. I only want to have my claims. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, each one gets their own document. Tanakama says, what's the big deal? Have one document that both your claims are on there, and therefore you want to have, that's a little bit spiteful. We'll make you have one document. So the issue is, can someone act like a Midas Sedom or not? As the Rashbam says, what's Midas Sedom? Kiditnan, like we learned in Pirkei Avos, Ha'omer Shali Shali Shalcha Shalcha, what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. Zem Midas Benis, V'yesh Omer Zem Midas Sedom. Either it's Midas Benis or it's Sedom. Mine is yours is yours. So I have my document, you have your, I have my claims, you have your claims. What, they can't be the same document? It's a big deal. The answer is, it's not a big deal. You're a Midas Sedom. So do we allow you to have a Midas Sedom personality? Do we allow that? That's the machlokas. So Tanakh says we don't allow it. I don't allow this. If we have one document, Kizun. Says Rav Shimon, no, we allow it. That's what's going on over here. Lema b'kofin Midas Sedom kemiflagi. Gemar savar. Tanakh holds. Kofin. We don't allow this. No, we don't force you. You want to act like that? You go act like that. We're not happy with it, but okay. So the Gemara says, no, lo. The Kuliyama Kofin. Really? Nobody would allow it. Nobody allows you to act like Sodom. Nobody allows that. So come over here, you're allowed to have two documents, because it's not Sodom. It's a very good reason. V'hach over here, hain ha-tarim d'Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Amalei, lo nichali d'avid z'chusach gabi z'chusi. I don't need your z'chusim in my z'chus, in my document. The dumbest alike ki arya arva. It's like a lion in waiting. Every time I look at the document, I see all your claims, all your tainas are in my thing. That's not me. That's a dome. It's very legitimate. I don't want to have all your claims in my thing. I want to know I'm going to collect all your excuses. I don't want to have your excuses over there lying in wait to get up with reasons why you're never going to pay. I don't want that. That's not so unreasonable. Therefore, Shimon Gamliel says, give two. Nothing to do with the dome. I think it's a case of a loan. So we wrote both. Each one gets one. How that works out when they pay back, I'm not sure. Yeah, I know. Okay, next Mishnah. This Mishnah, actually, is going to come up again in a few daf. The idea of this Mishnah is going to come up again in a few daf. Listen to this Mishnah. Mishapar mixes chovo. A guy owes $1 million. He pays back $500,000. Now, what do you do with that shtar? The shtar says that he owes $1 million, but he paid back $500,000. Do we draw up a new shtar? Do we give him a receipt? What do we do? Right? So, Mishapar Mixas Chovo. He paid half of that. So what do we do now? Listen to this. V'hishlosh shtaro, we give the shtar to a third party. We give the shtar to a third party. Give it to the Rav. The Omer. And the Lov it says, Imlo nasati lecha mikad v'an yom ploni. If I don't pay back the rest of the loan from now till whatever day, make up a date. If I don't pay it back until that date, tein lo shtaro, give him the shtar back. In other words, if I don't pay the other $500,000 within the next 6 months, give the shtar back to the lender and I owe him $1 million again. I paid $500,000. But if I'm giving, and what do we do with this document? Give it to the Rav, give it to a third party. If I don't pay the rest within the next half a year, give it back to the Malzal. I'll owe the whole thing. He'll collect again. He'll walk in and say, you owe me $1 million. The document says, I owe you $1 million. I paid $500,000. The loaf is making this very, 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 very outlandish statement. Right? What do we do now? Higiyazman velo nasan. Of course, 6 months came, he didn't pay. Now what do you do with that document? Do you give it back to the lender? Rabbi Yossi Omar Yitin, you give it back. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Lo Yitin, you don't give it back. Okay? All the Rishonim asked the following question. How could you give it back? Isn't that ribbis? I lent you $1 million. How could I collect $1.5 million? How could I do that? I'll tell you the honest truth. I don't have a good answer to this question. All the Rishonim give an answer. The Rajba says, whatever the answer starts with, the Rimi Gash. It's a very old Rishon. The Rimi Gash was the Rebbe of the... It wasn't even a Rebbe. He was an older generation, the generation before the Rambam. Huh? Because we don't have... The Knas, that's ribbis.
Ribbis.
You pay me late, you pay me more. I don't do that. No, whatever number you pick. Whatever number I made up a number like that. It could be one, but even a dime. Oh, so it's ribbis. It's ribbis, right? It's not a ribbis. Yeah. So they all say like this. Ribbis doesn't mean that if I don't pay you on time, I have to pay more. That's not ribbis. Ribbis is, you're giving me more. He says like this.
Ribbis is a benefit over whatever the loan is.
It's a benefit that I could delay paying you more, paying you back earlier. It's the fact, the right to have more time, I have to pay for that, that's ribbis. Really, the loan is due next week. You're going to give me more time to pay it back, and then you're charging for that, that's ribbis. That's not over here. That's not what's going on over here. Ribbis only means that you're giving me more time to pay back the loan, but you charge me for that, that's ribbis. That's the Rajva. That might be Ribbis Doraisa. Certainly Ribbis Dorabana, what's going on over here. No question about that.
Ribbis Dorabana, it might be if you smile at somebody.
Yeah, no question about that. You're right, it might not be. Doraisa, you're right, it has to be certain categories. No child Ribbis Dorabana over here. I don't have an answer for this. Right? I don't have an answer for this. The Rajva says, don't ever do this. You shouldn't do this. It's Mamash Ribbis. How could they do it? It's a separate shaila.
Can't cross that the mouth so like you have to cross that and sign next to it and pay part.
No, they don't work that way.
Did he change?
Well, as I said, this idea of what you do when you pay back a partial debt is going to come up Shabbos and Sunday. It's really Sunday, I think. The end of Shabbos, this comes up. What do you do? But now the Mishnah says if you gave it to a third party. Now, so b'maika miflagi, what's the machlokas over here? Do you give it back to the guy or not? So Rabbi Yossi Savar. Rabbi Yossi says, you give it back to the lender. Why? Asmach de kanya. What was this statement? If I don't pay within the next 6 months, give it back. I'll owe you again. Asmachta works. It's an asmachta. It's a statement that you will, it's a statement of assurance. I'm guaranteeing. And if not, I'm going to be stuck with the consequences. That works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer suffer asmachta lo kanya. It doesn't work. Right? Why doesn't Asmachta work according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because there's no smicha d'at. Had I known that I don't have the money in 6 months, I never would have said this. Had I known that, I never would have said it. Right? So there's no smicha d'at. Right? I never would have said that. I never would have said this ridiculous thing. Had I known? I was sure. Had I known, I never would have said it. Right? That's what the response is going to say later on, which is the standard explanation that we all know about why Asmachta doesn't work. It's something about gambling. I'm going to bet X. Why? Because I think I'm going to... And if I would have known, I would have lost. I never would have bet. Nobody would, right? You go to the racetrack. If you know you're going to lose, you're still going to bet? No, nobody would do that. Right? Asks everybody. Isn't that Dvarim Shebeleid? Ain't no Dvarim? Who cares what you thought? Who cares what you thought? If I would have known that if I buy that stock, it's going to go down, I never would have bought it. What's going on here? If I would have known that, I never would have done that. Had I known in the future that I wouldn't have the money, I wouldn't have bought it. I wouldn't have made that statement. Had I known the stock is going to go down, I wouldn't have bought it. So what? Storm Shavuot in the Dvarim. What you have your cheshbonos in your head? You made a kinyan, you bought it, you did it, good. The fact that it didn't turn out your way, that's life. What kind of answer is that? What answer is this? It relates to a similar shaila, which is, why is Asmachta different than any kinyan? If it rains tomorrow, I'll give you $1 million. If I would have known it would rain tomorrow, I never would have said that. They told me it's not supposed to rain. Right? That's a good Kenyan, right? That's valid. What's the difference? What's the difference? Good question, huh? What's the difference? What? Exactly. What is that fundamental difference? The difference is as follows. Who came up with the idea that I can... This is Rav Shimon Shkop says this. Who came up with the idea that I can make tnayim with you? You want to buy that talis? So pay me $50. I'll give you that talis. Who came up with the idea? You know, I'll give you that talis if it rains tomorrow, and also my wife's, goes to the supermarket, and I'll make a... Who made up these rules? Don't we normally have a thing, a maisa is mochiach, a maisa controls. You give me the $50, I'll give you the talis. Who made up an idea that there's a way to get around all that with conditions? Who made up that? I would never have thought that those things work. Who came up with that? The Torah. The Torah said, you can have conditions in life. Right? You can have such conditions. Valid thing, it's conditions. Right? The Torah came up with the idea, brand new concept, I never would have thought of this in a million years, that you can have such a thing as a tanai. When the idea of tanayim was invented, the Torah only invented it in a case where you are happy if the tanai is fulfilled or if it's not fulfilled. Either way is okay with you. If it rains tomorrow, it's fine. And if it doesn't rain tomorrow, it's also fine. That's when tanayim work. By an asmachta, you're only happy one way. If you're only happy one way, it's not a tanai.
It doesn't stop.
What is that? That's an asmachta. That doesn't work.
That doesn't answer the Dvarim Shebelev question, though.
What? Doesn't answer the Dvarim Shebelev question?
No.
No, it does. In other words, normally, when it comes to a tanai, it's also Dvarim Shebelev, no? Not really. If it rains tomorrow, you're happy. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, it's also good. Here, the only way, it's not a tanai. Why is it not a tanai? Because you only want one result to happen. You don't want to pay it again. You don't want that race, the horse to come in second. You don't want that. In your heart, Dvarim Shebelev. I don't want that to happen. It's only one result you want. If it's only one result you want, it's not a tanai. Why is that not a tanai? That's not a halach of tanai. Tanai is a chiddush of the Torah. Chiddush of the Torah only if both conditions are make you happy.
But asmachta is the same way. You only want it to go one way.
Right. There's nothing wrong with it. By tanai, either one's fine. If it rains, I'll give you the million. If it doesn't rain, I won't. That's fine.
So Dvarim Shebelev can go both ways.
What? Yeah. That's exactly what a tanai is. Why'd you make it tanai? Because in your heart, it can go this way. It's good. That way's also good. It's all good. That's fine. But in asmachta, you only want one result. You only want one result in asmachta. You only want to win that race. I don't want to come in second.
Maybe it's like what we say sometimes, that sometimes it's so obvious that that's the way you want to go. So in other words, it's like malchiyah.
Right, like when you have the yard sale because you're making aliyah. And then it falls through. So everybody knew the only reason was...
You don't want to lose all the money.
Right, right.
Fine.
Similar idea. When it comes to tonight, you're okay either way. You're okay either way. Why did you make it tonight? It's a separate shiloh. But you're okay either way. On the other Rishon on a different vart, the Ramban says because the Tanai is in your control, like by Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. If we go fight, then so here the race is not in your control, but here it's in my control to pay back the money, no? And also if I can make a Tanai, it's not in my control. I can make a Tanai that rain, it's not in my control. So I'm not sure what the Ramban means by that. It's true sometimes, it's not true all the time. Sometimes it's true, yeah. Sometimes it's not true. You can make a Tanai that's valid, that's not in your control. What? No, but it's a tanai that rain. It's not in your control, but it's a good tanai. You can make a tanai like that. Well, we wouldn't recommend it, but you could do it. If it's a valid tanai, it's not in your control. So you have to figure out. How you know what he means. If he needs a hezbo, what he means by that. That's why the Rav Shimon Shkop is much more simple. He says an unbelievable chiddush. It all depends on two sides. Okay. Amar Rav Nachum, Amar Rav Ravua, Amar Rav Halacha Kerb Yosi. No, he passed in Halacha like Rav Yosi. Now we're going to say in a minute we don't pass like that. Kiyaso lekamed Rav Ami Amar Lahu. Wait a minute. Chimiachas Rabbi Yochanan Malamdeinu Par Mishono Shnei Alachah Rabbi Yosi Anu Nami Anu Manas. What can we do? Rabbi Yochanan said we pass like Rabbi Yosi, but you know what? Ain't Alachah Rabbi Yosi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. Okay. Mishenimchat Shtar Chovo. Let's say your star got erased. Shtar got erased. There's no shtar here. Got erased. The whole thing got erased. My middle of Edom. You get Edom to come. Ubal lefnei Bezin, and they come to Bezin for Osin, and they say, "Vosimlo kiyomish ploni ben ploni." We're going to establish this document. Nimchak shtar beyon ploni uploni uploni Edom. We were there when it happened. We happen to have been in the audience. We'll give testimony that this was a valid shtar between Reuven and Shimon, and Levi and Yehuda were the Edom, and the terms were as follows. You write a new shtar, brand new. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Kiyumo. Ezehu Kiyumo. How does this work? So they write like this. The most of Flusa, the three sitting there, have anu ploni uploni uploni. These were the Dayanim. Hotzi ploni ben ploni shtar machov lefonenu. And he pulled out a blank erased shtar. Beyond ploni uploni. And such and such a date. Uploni Adolf. And so with the witnesses. Vim kasavo. And if it's written on this new document, Hutz kakanu le'edus and shall edim. And we established it with those original edim. Vim tas edus and miskavenes. And the edim and the document is therefore established. Go for ein tzarich lahavi raya. That's all you need. You don't have to bring any more rayas. The im lav. But if you can't have the edim authenticate it, will allow it to be a valid shtar. However, it's tzarich lahavi raya. You have to bring a raya. You have to prove you're right because it's not foolproof. Because they're just repeating things. Nikra puzzle. If the document was ripped by Bez Din, it's puzzle. Niskra kosher. But if it got ripped by itself, it's kosher. What does that mean? Nimchak. If it got erased, or nitashtesh, or it got smudged. Imrishumo nikr. If we know what it says, kosher. That is also kosher. Hechidami nikra, hechidami niskra. Had enough if it got ripped by itself or got ripped by Bezdin? So Amar of Yehuda, nikra, kara shal Bezdin. If it's ripped, that means Bezdin ripped it. Niskra, kara shal enoshal Bezdin. But if it got ripped by itself, it means Bezdin didn't rip it. Hechidami, what does that mean? Says as follows. Kara shal Bezdin, what does it mean, ripping of Bezdin? When the document was done, Bezdin would rip it. So you can't use it again. So Amar of Yehuda, makom Eden, they would rip it with the Eden sign, or makom azman, or by the date, or makom atoref, or by the content, they'd rip it over there. Abai amar shasi ve'erif, they'd rip it in like a cross, or like an X. They'd rip it, you can't use it again. What? Right. It got a tear in one little part. Okay, that doesn't apostle. That doesn't apostle the whole document. Okay, very quickly we'll try to finish this. Hani Arvai, there were these Arabs, the Asal Pumpadisa, they came to Pumpadisa, the Havika Ansi Arase de Inchi. They were taking land away from people, and there was such a bunch of ruffians, they were so forceful, they were forcing people to give the shtaras to them. So they had deeds to all this land. They come with a gun, give me the deed to your house. What are you going to do? Say no? They'll kill you. So these guys were giving deeds away to their houses. They were losing their houses. Also, Marvasaiho the Kameda Abaya, guys that were on the list to lose their houses by these bullies, came to Abaya. Amalei lechzi mar shtare, write a star, velichtavlon mar shtarachmina. Alei, write us another deed. So if they take one deed, we'll have another deed. Dei misnayim chad, nakdin al chad bedin. We have another one to try to get our land back. Amalehu Abaya. Abaya said, nah, my avid lucha, what can I do for you? Damar of Safra. Rav Safra is going to say tomorrow, in kosher shtei shtaris al sada achas. He can't do that. He can't write two deeds for one piece of land. Why not? Very difficult tomorrow. You can't do that. Says so Dilma Tarf Hadar Tarf. You collect twice. What if they don't take this land? Then you're going to collect from Lakuchos twice. How that works? Tomorrow. Havikatir delay. They drove Abaya nuts. Come on. Amalei, so Lasafri. So Abaya said to the sofer, Zil Kasif Luhu al Machak. Write it on a erased portion. The aid of Al Hanayar. But the aid didn't let them sign on the regular portion. Deposit. That's not a Vishtar anyway. But that'll do for them. They'll think, maybe the Ishmaelim will buy it, maybe not. The Bezin over there, they're going, do it. It's not. I'm not violating Rav Safra, because anyway, this is no good. So do it.
Give that to
the Goyim, right. Maybe they won't. They don't care, but we care. So Amalei, Rav Achav, Arunil Abaya, Vidilma, Rishuma, Nikr. But maybe they'll be able to see through the erasures. Vitanya, Nimchak, Onishtashtesh, if it got erased or it's smudged, in Rishuma, Nikr, Kosher. So Amalei, Mikamin Ashtar Ma'alya? You think I was writing a real document, then erasing it, and then rewriting it? Nah, Aleph Beis, Ba'alma Kamina. I was just writing gibberish. Just writing Aleph Beis, just gibberish. Erase that, then write the document, even if it's Rishuma Nikr. You're not going to read anything, it doesn't make any sense. It's gibberish, just Aleph Beis. Then Rishuma Nikr, then write the Shtar, have the Edom sign on the Niyar only. That's a puzzle Shtar anyway. Let them give it to them. Let them go fight in court and see what happens with them. Let them have good luck. Alright? So we'll stop here. And we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.